Hey, everybody, it's Kai. Thanks for taking time to download or listen to this episode of the Corner Office Podcast. Last time around, I talked to Redfin's Glenn Kelman about being the CEO of a startup tech company. You really ought to listen to it if you haven't already. It is, well, it's not like any CEO interview you have ever heard. This time, I'm talking to the CEO of one of the most entrenched tech companies out there, Dan Schulman, the CEO of PayPal, a company I'm sure you've heard of and probably used. So here you go.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Dan Schulman, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What was it a couple of years ago about the opportunity to run this company that was appealing to you?
Well, I think that there's going to be more change in the next 5 years in financial services than have happened in the previous 30, and that is the explosion of digital payments and the explosion of the smartphone. And so that opportunity to drive that with one of the market leaders across the world was tremendous.
So this is getting ahead a little bit then in my list of questions that I wanted to run by you. But are you sort of aiming this company at a cashless future?
So I think if you think about the future of payments, there's no question that cash is rapidly digitizing. I think a lot of people have predicted the demise of cash, and they've frequently been wrong about that. So I think cash will be with us for quite some time, but there's no question that the smartphone is leading to the digitization of money. You really now have all the power of a bank branch in the palm of your hand, and the ability to manage and move money electronically can save consumers a tremendous amount of time. I mean, you can just say, hey, Siri, pay my babysitter $20, and that $20 is immediately transferred to her. And you can also save a tremendous amount of fees and unnecessary interest rates as well. And for underserved segments of the population, that's almost half the people here in the United States, that's a tremendous benefit to be able to both speed up the time it takes to do a payment and also reduce the cost.
So is that your growth opportunity, the folks who are unbanked? Because everybody who's got a smartphone probably already knows about PayPal, right? So you're going after the folks who are unbanked and might not have that ability.
So we have over 200 million people that are using the PayPal platform right now and over 16 million merchants that are on the platform as well. But that 200 million is just a drop in the bucket in terms of the billions of people that are underserved today by traditional financial institutions. And so if we can start to provide services to those billions of people, to over 70 million people here in the United States, in a way that saves them money, frees up their time, so that's a tremendous opportunity. At the same time, Kai, retail is fundamentally going through a transformation right now as well. And the smartphone is blurring the distinction between what were online purchases or e-commerce and what people typically did in store, traditional commerce. And so today you purchase something on your mobile phone, you go into a store and pick it up. Was that online commerce or was that offline? Actually, it's a blend of both of them, and you're increasingly seeing that happen, and you're seeing PayPal become much more a platform of choice for retailers to take advantage of the capabilities that we have so that they can move into the mobile digital commerce era.
So my guess is you're agnostic on retail's problems now with all those jobs being lost and Macy's closing places and all of that jazz. So long as PayPal's in the loop someplace, you guys are doing all right.
Well, I think what's happening on retail right now, and we may have seen a tipping point this holiday season during the Black Friday weekend, you had more sales happen online and on mobile phones than happened in store. And so a lot of what you're reading in the headlines right now in terms of physical locations in retail, some of them being affected by a slowdown, have been offset by the increase in online and mobile commerce. And more stores and merchants are realizing that the trend is towards online and mobile commerce. And so they're rethinking what stores are for. I mean, if you go out 10, 15, 20 years from now, most stores are going to be distribution points for sending materials or products to consumers, or having consumers come in and pick up those products. But they'll be ordering those products and paying for those products through their mobile phones and online. And so there's a fundamental transformation going on. And PayPal's platform and the scale that we have both on the consumer and merchant side is helping to enable that.
There's a question I usually ask CEOs, and it goes like this. What keeps you up at night? I'm going to go ahead and answer that for you, because I can't imagine it's anything other than cybersecurity and getting hacked.
Yeah, so obviously cybersecurity is of the utmost importance to all of us. Think about everything is connected through software and through the internet now. But one of the things that helps a lot in cybersecurity is scale. And what I mean by that is you can't just protect people the way we've traditionally protected them through your username and your password. What you really need to have is a tremendous amount of data and information. We did over 7 billion transactions on the platform, and we take all that data and information and we run algorithms through it to basically identify behavior that's abnormal and stop that behavior. You can't really rely on the old forms of authentication and security. You really need to rely on very sophisticated risk analysis, algorithms, machine learning, artificial intelligence to prevent those kinds of cybersecurity issues. And because of our scale, that gives us a tremendous advantage in protecting both consumers and merchants.
Can't possibly protect them all, right? I mean, there is some vulnerability out there. That has to be sort of a given.
There's always some potential vulnerabilities in any system. But again, if you have a tremendous amount of data and information, and we look at your digital identity, in fact, the latest offerings that we've put into the marketplace that simplify the transaction process, like a service we call OneTouch, where you no longer have to put in your username and password, you just register your device. And by registering that device, we know so much more about you. We really can look at a full digital identity around you. We look at many, many, many variables, which I won't reveal publicly, to protect you in case of somebody trying to imitate who you are or steal your identity. And we've had a tremendous degree of success with that.
Well, that gets actually to the whole privacy thing. And you are, I'm sure, old enough to remember when you just didn't talk about like salaries and money and how much people make. But now, first of all, you all have tremendous amounts of financial data on your clients and your customers. But you own, just for one example, Venmo, which is sort of a peer-to-peer social, you know, money transferring network where everybody can see, you know, who's paying whose babysitter and what the rent money is, you know?
That's right. We do have, as I mentioned, over 200 million people on our platform. Venmo here in the United States is one of the most popular services we have for people who are under 30. Huh. And the key to Venmo, Guy, is that it's not just a payment, it's an experience. People, 90% of people who use Venmo tag their payment with some sort of comment, some sort of either emoji or comment about what that payment was for, because it is part of their social feeds. However, that tagging of that payment is entirely up to the consumer. They can turn off those feeds. They can turn on those feeds. It really is up to them. We take the privacy of our consumers' information as one of the most trusted things that people look to PayPal for, because when it comes to financial services, whether it's financial technology companies or banks, the single most important brand attribute you can have is trust. And so we take that privacy incredibly seriously, as well as the security of that information.
So, you know, it's funny. There's a I guess it's a lunch bunch here at Marketplace, and it's you know, probably 10-ish or so people, and they go out for lunch every day, or somebody goes and gets it and brings it back into the office. And the way they pay each other is by Venmo, and all the 20-somethings who are on the lunch crew, they're all tagging their payments and saying, oh, yeah, look at this, and that's cool, and this person did that. And all the, shall we say, not 20-somethings are like, yeah, I just want to pay. I don't want to deal with the social bit.
There is definitely a difference between the kind of gen tech generation that's grown up with screens and with mobile phones and with social networks, and those that are of a different generation. And there is a much more blending of public and private with younger generations in terms of their ability and their desire to share what they do with each other. That's part of their overall experience. And I think when you're a company that has the scale that we do today, you need to be able to appeal to different segments mm-hmm. of the market. Venmo is a perfect example of how we appeal to the under 30 marketplace. PayPal and its brand appeals throughout other segments of the market. And that combination of different value propositions, just like you might have with Facebook and Instagram, they appeal to different segments of the mm-hmm. market. But both of them supported, as is PayPal and Venmo, with a common platform, common risk elements, common customer service, so that we can support those customers in an integrated fashion.
So 20 years ago, when PayPal was started, it was, whoa, cool, look at this. You can do this financial transaction online and, you know, the big innovative thing. Now, here we are in 2017, and the big financial one of the big financial innovations is social finance, right, with Venmo. Where do you go from here? Because now, honestly, you're kind of a little old line tech company.
Well, we've reinvented ourselves tremendously over the last couple of years to be much more of a platform for merchants to be able to move into the digital era. So, for instance, we can use all the data and information we have to replace things like FICO scores. Hmm. So for small businesses, we don't even look at their FICO score, and we lend them working capital. We've extended over $3 billion to small businesses. And here's the great thing about that. One, we do it based on their history with us, so not their FICO score. 25% of the loans we've extended to small business are in the 3% of counties where 10 or more banks have closed branches. And on average, when one of those small businesses receives a loan from us, their average sales go up 20%. So the difference that a PayPal using data and information can do in the lives of these communities, these neighborhoods, where small businesses are the engine of growth in those, can make a gigantic difference. And our ability to do innovative things like that is what keeps us top of mind for both merchants and for consumers. So we're constantly reinventing ourselves and looking at what's the next big thing we can do. If you imagine a world of financial services that's dominated by mobile software and the internet, that's a whole dynamic new world that's emerging.
All right, let me back you up for a minute and get to this advancing capital to small businesses who need it and doing FICO scores. Should we be regulating PayPal as a bank? Because if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, you know?
So in Europe, we are a large bank in Europe. In the United States, we are a state money transmittal licenses in all 50 states. And so we're very regulated in terms of how we provide services. I mean, that's a crucial part when you're as large of a financial services player, a fintech player, as we are. having compliance, having risk, having all of those services being in line with every regulatory body across the world. Okay, we're in 200 countries across the world. We have to assure that with every regulator across those that we are in compliance. And so we take that very seriously. We have put a lot of resources into that. And the reason we do that is so that we can provide these very innovative and differentiated services to consumers and merchants. And for many regulators, what they want, which is access, more inclusion for their citizens and those who are underserved, they look to companies like PayPal to provide that kind of service.
All right, so let me get you back to where I started, which is this idea of inevitably, really, at some point, a cashless society. In, say, 10 years, with, as you said, the digitization of money in this economy, what does PayPal look like?
So I think if you think out over the next 10, 15 years, what PayPal is trying to do is to help retailers use the mobile phone to get closer to their consumers. As I mentioned, mobile is blurring the distinction between online and offline. And we are providing now a whole platform of services, whether it be any checkout solution that a merchant wants, whether it be allowing rewards points to be integrated right into our platform so that a consumer can pay a merchant with either a rewards point or with currency of some sort. So we're trying to help retailers and consumers connect better in a digital world. And for consumers, there's a saying that it's expensive to be poor. And in the financial services arena, that's very true for many segments of the population, especially those who are low and middle income segments. In fact, over 50% of the U.S. population does not have $400 of savings. And so if we can help people to do everyday transactions, like pay bills electronically, cash their checks, allow them to send money to loved ones overseas at a fraction of what it would cost other institutions to do that, because we do it through software and through mobile, then that's a tremendous service that we can provide. And, you know, the goal of PayPal is to democratize financial services, to make managing and moving money a right for all citizens and not just a privilege for the affluent. And I think that's a noble mission for us and one that we're inspired by.
Dan Schulman, he's the CEO at PayPal. Dan, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much, Kai.
All right, that's it for today's Corner Office podcast. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, leave us a review, would you, or rate us on Apple Podcasts. We do love hearing from you. This episode was produced by Bridget Bodner. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive producer. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We'll see you next time.